Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison as we talk about sustainability. We're back with Elisa on that in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's pour-on formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad-spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BayerLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children. With people staying home right now, they're most interested in making sure they've got something good for their family to enjoy at mealtime. And that, of course, includes beef. Down the road, though, it's likely that consumers once again will be interested more so in sustainability of our product. Elisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the industry has invested a lot making sure that we've got a good sustainability story to share.
And then, of course, sustainability is the big buzzword in, across all companies today. And the beef industry has a great sustainability story to tell. And that is a big part of the work that we do with consumers, helping them understand the complexity, but more so the positive attributes that cattle production actually makes to the environment. It's not, we use resources, but we're also taking those resources and developing a high protein product and actually rejuvenating the land. So we can't say that story enough, and that'll be a big part of what we do this year and going into our 2021 programming.
Kind of going hand in hand with the sustainability study, you made the conscious decision, and we talked about this, I think, the last time we visited, about going more consumer facing with BQA.
That was pretty huge. You know, BQA has always been that producer-facing program, and we've talked to consumers and we've talked to the channel about it, but we've never done it in our advertising. And with the success of BQA and with the channel getting more supportive of it and basing their marketings on it, we felt like we needed to go out and learn how to talk to consumers about it. So we did a lot of research, and they responded to it really well. Much more, it surprised me, and I had been doing this quite a while. They love knowing that the program is in place. They may not need to know every detail of it. They like knowing that there's this quality assurance program. So we put together some advertisement, both video and just display ads. We launched it in October and November, puts a fair amount of money behind it to pay for that paid advertising. And when we look at our consumer tracker, we saw significant increases in people who thought that beef was humanely raised and that it was good for the environment. So that was a winner for us. It's something that will continue as part of our myth-busting program, because consumers are concerned about the treatment of animals. In fact, it's much higher than sustainability or the use of hormones or antibiotics. So we have to address that head on. And I think we hit the mark as far as taking a very delicate issue and putting helping them understand what farmers and ranchers do to care for their animals and the environment.
No doubt the beef cattle industry has learned a great deal about today's consumer during this pandemic. And Elisa Harrison says down the road, a lot of work's going to be done to make sure that we are listening to that consumer every opportunity we can.
But we're going to look at what the consumer is telling us. The consumer is complex. They are continuing to evolve. They're continuing to use their smartphone more. But how can we be their solution? And so looking at some of the e-commerce programs that are out there, helping consumers at the point of purchase when they are online, working with maybe doing some more focused projects with some retailers. That's kind of what we're cooking up now. And then taking all the assets that we have produced and pushing them out on some of these new technology platforms that are out there. So more to come on that as we figure out what's going to be the biggest return on investment for producer dollars. One thing I'm personally excited about that we've done over the last year or so, as we've zeroed in on trying to measure the return on investment, in other words, what's the best use of that dollar? We don't sell a product, so it's hard to say, well, we sold this many pounds, but we've gotten very sophisticated in laying out, using analytics and metrics that we have at our disposal to see what's going to be the best use of producer dollars. So we're trying to do bigger programs to make a much bigger impact and bust through all the clutter that the consumer has being, you know, thrown at them today.
NCBA's Alisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's what Superior Video Livestock Auction is all about. And Danny Jones says one of the exciting new ways they've got to bring the market to you is with SLA TV.
Beginning of last year, channel 997 on Dish, and everyone who has Dish Network can get that channel without any additional package. So we're pleased to have rolled that out, and it gives us the flexibility for growth to have auctions anytime we want.
Learn more at SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.